Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills.
It's time for testimony. Say amen. Oh, I can't feel your excitement. I said it's time for testimonies. Amen. This morning, I believe that we have powerful testimonies. And even as people testify, I know that God is making you wiser. Please help me welcome Albert to the stage to testify. Put your hands together as we welcome Albert.
Hallelujah. I am Albert Elikuli Magbenevi, and I'm in the sound ministry. My testimony is about how I became debt-free through the messages of our daddy, Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills, and his prayer. Amen. A few years ago, when I went to the university, I went for student loan with the intention of investing, so that by the time I'll be done with school, I can have a startup capital to enter the next phase of life. However, I got to know that if you are not able to pay on time, the interest will compound. And so I resorted to a friend, and he also loaned me money to clear my debts. Amen. And so when I got into First Love, the messages of Daddy got me to understand that a borrower is always a servant to the lender. Hallelujah. And so I started immediately to clear myself from the money I took from him. And I remember very well in April, Daddy prayed for us, and then he said, "May you be debt free in Jesus' name." And as soon as we entered into May, the friend called me, and then he said, he realized I've started paying the money. I was not supposed to pay him now, but because I've started, he just wants to tell me that I should just forget about the money. And I believe it has got nothing to do with the loyalty or the friendship I have with a friend, but it's because of the prayer and the messages from our daddy. Daddy, thank you very much. Thank you.
Amen. Put your hands together and give the Lord a shout for a powerful testimony. We have another testimony. Please help me welcome Andy to give us his testimony.
Hallelujah. My name is Andy Williams. I'm from First Love, Nabita. I'm with the bus captains, and I'm a star shepherd. My testimony is about how the words and messages of Daddy brought me out of sin and fornication, and also drug and alcohol addiction. Earlier on this year, I was a Christian, but I was always backsliding, and it was really eating me up. And I wanted a solution to my problems. I didn't have a way to go about it. So I had a friend from primary. Her name is Shepherd Lois. She called me and she asked how I'm doing, and I told her I'm fine. So she asked me about my church stuff, and I told her I've stopped going to church because my addiction had broken me down. It stopped me from going to church. I was always dull. I didn't have a life. I didn't have a fulfillment in whatever I was doing. So she invited me to the first service at Mampong. And there, that was the first time I saw Daddy. So when I saw him, and he started preaching, and he was talking about this is what he said. He said, "There are some of you know that this is the only atmosphere whereby you can serve God in love and fulfillment." So when I heard that, I just turned towards Lord and I was like, is Daddy a prophet? So after that, I just started loving the whole atmosphere at First Love, and Bishop's messages, it hits me right at the point. It actually speaks right into my heart. It makes me realize that I will not get stuck at where I am, and it's gradually eradicated foolishness from my mind because of the wisdom impartation service. So I want to use this opportunity to say thank you very much, Daddy. I really, really appreciate it. It means so much to me. Thank you so much for your messages, for the books, for the prayers, and for the curses that you've also broken over us and our silly mistakes as youth. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Amen. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. We have our final testimony. Please help me welcome Madam X as she comes to testify. Please put your hands together as we welcome Madam X.
Hallelujah. So God, my testimony is about how God healed my mother from stage 4 ovarian cancer. So last year in June, my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer, granulosa tumor of the ovary, and she had surgery, chemotherapy. After that, the cancer cells came down, and then all of a sudden, this year, it started rising. The results are here. It started going up from 20-something, it started going up to 40-something, 70-something, and we're at 100+. So her doctors were saying that we should consider, like, we have to repeat chemotherapy, or we'll do another surgery plus chemotherapy, because we had done a PET scan in Germany, and so based on those results, it was one of the two. So I was talking to Ato Texan, a friend of mine, and he said that, oh, he had, I should let my mom come to one of the, well, that's when that he had started giving out communion, and it was, I think it was either a miracle or a healing service just a few weeks ago. So Ato said he had been healed from, I think, a kidney disease. So I should bring my mom. So I said, okay, then let her come. So I brought her here, and then she took the communion. And so before we went to the hospital, I thought that, well, let's go back and do the test before we go and start chemotherapy. So that morning, when I told her she should go to the hospital, to the lab, she was complaining that all this lab, what's all this? And I said, oh, it's not her doctor who's asking. I'm just the one saying she should go and do it. So we see, just to be sure that what happened, what we came for in church work, to the glory of God. When we did the test, the cancer cells are back to a normal human being cells. Stage 4. So, I just want to encourage everybody, when you come to church and you're taking the communion, take it seriously. Because I don't know, if you've not experienced cancer, you may not understand what I'm talking about. But stage 4 is the final stage of cancer. And God has reversed it. I'm holding the papers here right now. I think this is her last result. Regular, it's within the range, it's even below, it's far below the range of a normal human being, to the glory of God. And so please, 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 take the communion serious. And thank you very much, Daddy. Thank you very much. God bless.
Amen. How many of you are enjoying the service? Well, I'm glad to announce to you that it's time for the word. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, our Father is in the house. If you're excited, let's make some noise. Welcome, Bishop Dagwood Mills.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, what a blessing it is to come to your house. Guide us by your mighty spirit and lead us. Lead us. We are glad. Lift your hands, everyone. Ask the Lord to fill you with his spirit. Ask the Lord to touch you with his revelation. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we thank you. You are so wonderful. Jesus is here this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, how lovely
You are so gentle, so pure and so kind. You shine like the bright morning star. Jesus, how lovely you are. Jesus,
what a wonder,
what a wonder you are. You are so gentle, so pure and so kind. You shine the bright morning star. Jesus, what a wonder you are.
For the last time, Jesus.
Jesus,
how lovely.
How lovely. So gentle, so pure and so kind. You shine like the bright morning star. Jesus, how lovely you are.
Jesus, we worship you. We thank you for your wonderful presence today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. It is a great blessing to be back here. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is blessing us mightily. Amen. Now, today I want to share with you about how you can become a special servant of God. How you can become a special servant of God. How many would like to be a special servant of God? Why not? Amen. Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah 44. You must remember, when you are not a servant of God, you can easily be a servant of something else. Isaiah 44 and verse 1. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Now you must remember that we are the spiritual Israel today. Amen.
Amen.
Whom God has given us the grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see? And we are the blessing. We are the ones who are receiving the blessing of being adopted. Is that not so? We have been adopted and added to something that we don't belong to. We don't come in. Is that not so? So many times when you see Israel, Egypt, I say Israel, it speaks of us and us being added and grafted on. All right. Now, if you look in Romans chapter 11, verse 1, it says, has God cast away his people? No, God forbid, for I am also an Israelite. That is Paul speaking, of the tribe of Benjamin. All right? And he goes on in verse 7. Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Now verse 12. If the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them, all right, be the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Verse 11. Have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles, all right, to provoke them to jealousy. So it's like we have now received salvation to provoke Israel to be jealous of us. Amen. How many have not been to Israel? Please, can you hear me? Can you hear me over there? What about here? Can you hear me? What about here? Can you hear me? Okay. Now, you'll be going to Israel soon. Put your foot like that and say, I'll be there. Amen. Now, verse 15. If the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life? All right, then he warns us. If 21, if God did not spare the natural branches, all right, take heed that he does not spare thee. And verse 18, boast, verse 19, will thou say then that the branches were broken off that I may be grafted in? All right. So he talks about that in verse 24. If thou were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Are you understanding? So he goes on and he's explaining how we as, I mean, Ghanaians, Nigerians, Sierra Leoneans, South Africans, we don't come in to the picture. But God has, by his great grace, grafted us in to the picture. So now you are special. And that is why the things in the Old Testament and the things that he said to Israel now apply to you in a special way. And in Hebrews 12, you know, it says, Paul is saying, where we have come to, he says, but we have come to Mount Zion. Amen. Where, when we assemble as a church, we have come to Mount Zion, to the city of God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all. So when we come, you know, we don't come to a physical Jerusalem, but we come to the city of God, a heavenly Jerusalem. We come to the same Zion. Do you see? We have come to Mount Zion. You know, so all the things, therefore, in the Old Testament, when you see them, Zion, this, Jerusalem, my servant, Israel, you see that it is you. It's you. For today, it is you. Amen. So the prophets were prophesying directly to them, talking about a physical place called Jerusalem, a real group of people called Israelites and Israel. He was talking about the nation. But you can see God's mind towards his servant, Israel. All right. So in Isaiah 44, verse 1, he says, "Hear, Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen." So we are now the spiritual Israelites who have come to Zion, do you understand? And who have come to the city of God, which is the heavenly Jerusalem. All right. So anything I'm sharing with you now about a special servant, I want you to see yourself as that special servant of God. Amen. I'm not teaching you how to be a successful businessman. I'm not teaching you how to become a good politician. I'm teaching you how you can be a special servant of God. Amen. Now, in Isaiah 44, verse 1, I want to, first of all, in the how, too, I want you to see the special blessings that are coming to you because you are a servant of God. Verse 21 of Isaiah 44. "Remember this, O Jacob and Israel, thou art my servant." Okay, "I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me." God will never forget you. Never say to yourself, "God has forgotten me." God has not forgotten you. And he will never forget you. Then he says, "I have blotted out." "As a thick cloud, thy transgressions." And as a cloud, all right, "thy sins return unto me, for I have redeemed thee." Hallelujah. Your sins are blotted out by God. Amen. This is a great blessing for you. Even at the age of 21, look at the number of sins you've committed. Can you imagine how many more sins you are going to commit by the age of 31? Do you think that you are not going to be tempted as you get older? No. The temptations are going to change in their nature. Yes. They're going to modify, and it will be there. Yes. So you see, don't growing older brings another all right. Growing older is going to introduce another set of problems. Have you not seen your parents, that your parents have problems too? Huh? Or you've not noticed it? Yeah. They seem to even have more problems than you. Yes. So you can imagine what it would be like for you. And some of you look just like your mother. You look just like your father. And apart from that, some of you are already behaving in a way which is going to make your life just like that. It's true. You can see the moodiness that you are already showing at a very young age. Nothing bad has happened and you are moody. You've not married. Look, the one that can make you cry in this world is marriage. Yes. Yes. If you don't cry at all, it's something that can make you cry. You may not know. Not a girlfriend, though. Or a boyfriend. Meanwhile, you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and you are crying. Wow. You will not cry in Jesus' name. So, don't think that problems are going to end or there will be no sins. No. But the good news about the servant of God, he says, I have blotted out. He has blotted out your sins. Yes. Look, if you think that you are waiting to be good before you start serving God, then resign, forget it. Just resign today, this afternoon. No, there is nobody who serves God who is even good, I should say. Because the goodness that you even feel is very dangerous. Because it makes you proud. Yes. See, there's another problem that comes from never doing, I've never done this before, I've not done this, I am this, I am that. It also brings pride, which is worse. One day I had two of my pastors. One was he doesn't commit fornication, this, nothing. He has not done anything before of the five sins. That drinking, smoking, the five of them. He hasn't done it before. And married, everything looked okay. And then the second one, he went even and had a problem which even brought more problems. Yes, among the big five. But one day, I was thinking to myself, if I have to choose one person between the two, I thought that I would prefer this brother who has even impregnated somebody else. Yes, when I look at the two, I said, no, I prefer this guy. Up till today, I still prefer. 100 times, I'll choose him. 100, I'll choose him. If I'm choosing 100, I'm giving 100 chances. You know, like maybe lotto chances to choose or opportunities to pick or tick. Yes, no, yes, no. Each time, 100, I would choose this brother. Oh, yes. And I still choose him. Choose him. Look, you must realize, because when you, there are other sins apart from the big five, like pride. And this other brother, the pride, the arrogance, the attitude, I say, I prefer this other one. Even when I'm looking at the two. So you would think that, oh, these big five are the only five sins. But all those are pride. And if you don't believe my message, Father, let the person who doesn't believe on us, let him. I shouldn't pray the prayer. Let him meet a proud person. Hey! So, thank God that for his servants, God has a special rubber. Do you know what eraser? Is that what you call eraser? Eraser. Deleter. God has his own eraser. That's why I know many of us are surprised at the people that God uses. You are surprised, but you're wondering that, this guy, why? Huh? Why doesn't God use these righteous people? Yes, but when you meet a proud person and a humble man who is making mistakes and blunders, you see that you will also choose the humble person. But pride, although there's no action that you've ever committed, it seems you just with an attitude. There's a story I want to tell, but I don't know whether I should tell you the story. Okay. I have blotted out. Yes. So I promise you, whatever your mistake, don't look at it all. Just rise and say, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve God. My God will blot out my transgressions and my mistakes. Choose that. Just rise up and say, I'm going to be a servant of God. Yes. You will even wonder, take a person like Archbishop Duncan Williams. Why would God take somebody who hasn't been even up to class 3? When there are lecturers, professors, educated people, why doesn't he use them? Somebody who will tell you the things that he has been involved with. And there are clean people. Why doesn't he like those people? Why does he anoint someone else? Yes. So, remember, just get up and say, for me, I will arise and I will serve my God. God will blot out my mistakes. And he will blot out your mistakes till you die. Amen. Isaiah 41. Verse 9. Isaiah 41 and verse 9. Wow. Isaiah 41 and verse 9. Or let's start from verse 8. But thou, Israel, art my servant. I'm giving you the blessings of being a special servant. The first one is that he will blot out your sins. He says, you are my servant, I will blot out your sins. Wow. You are my servant, I will blot out your sins. Never criticize somebody's servant to his master. The master doesn't see the servant's mistakes. It's true. Be careful. The master doesn't see the servant's mistakes. He sees the things the servant does for him that nobody does. You know, when my father was alive 20 years ago, he died 20 something years ago. He had some people that worked for him. And I knew some of them were thieves. He never sacked them. One time I showed my father, this man has stolen all these things. He continued work for him till he died. He didn't mind me at all. Look, be careful what you say about people's servants. You don't know why the person is working for the person. Yes. He says, I will blot out. So as far as I'm concerned, you are okay. Yes. True. Be careful. And when I grew up, one day I also had a servant who was a thief. And at the point, somebody said, do you see you have not sacked this person? I said, yeah. To the master, what you do for the master is what he's feeling every day. He's feeling it. God will be feeling you and be loving you more. Isaiah 41, back to 41 verse 8. The second great benefit of being a servant of God, a special servant, is the destruction of all those who hate you. But thou, Israel, art my servant, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. May God call you his friend. May you be called God's friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and I have not cast thee away. This is what God is telling you today. As you decide to be a special servant of God wherever you are, as your number one priority for this life, I don't care what job you do in this world, I don't care who you become, even if you become a president, your primary work is to be a special servant of God. No job on this earth can be the job of being a special servant, can compare itself to being a special servant of God. I have chosen thee and I have not cast thee away. Fear thou not, verse 10. I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. And I will strengthen thee. And I will help thee. And I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. These are your blessings. Receive it now in Jesus' name. I will strengthen you. God is going to strengthen you because you are his servant. Look at what he's saying to his servant. He doesn't say it to businessmen. He doesn't say it even to pastors who are not his servant. He says it to his servant. He said, my servant, I will strengthen. Don't be worried. I will strengthen thee. Yay! I will help you. God is helping you in your life. God will help you in your exams. Wow. Are you excited about that? You know, we could have a camp meeting on each of these verses. It's like we don't even want to leave the verse. There are other verses coming, but you don't even want to leave this one. Because the verse is very nice. I will help thee. God helped me one day. I was doing an exam. Yes. Pathology exam. MB3. Yes. I will always give the testimony. As I sat there waiting, trembling, he says, be not dismayed. I did the practicals and I had to choose, well, under microscope, I had to see, diagnose. And the diagnosis was microcytic hypochromic anemia. Which is micro means the cells are small. Because all the cells were supposed to be small. But when I looked, I saw big. So I said megaloblastic. So I had the opposite. And after that come all the questions. What is the cause of this? What are the things that cause it? What are the common symptoms? Then what are the treatments? Everything. That was my question. That was my exam. But Isaiah 41, he says, fear, my servant, I was a servant of God. I've always been a servant of God since I knew him. I've been serving him. In MB3, I was serving God. Oh, yes. Every 10 o'clock in the night, I used to go to the beach to pray. And I was attacked once over there. I've been attacked twice by such people. Fear not, my servant. Don't be dismayed. I will strengthen thee. So, microcytic hypochromic anemia causes bleeding and
piles, hookworm, infection. These are the correct answers. And I was given something different. All the anti-treatment. When I came out of the exam, I said, diagnosis, megalodon. Everybody looks, oh no, micro. I said, mega. I said, no, micro. Everybody had except me. But I, verse 9 says, or verse 10 says, fear not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. God is upholding you in your life, I tell you. God is helping you in your life. God is strengthening you in your life. When it seems you are down, God is the one lifting you up. When it seems you are weak, God is the one making you strong. God made me strong. And the rest of the exam, different parts, until it came to the final oral exam. And I was there ready to go in. When I entered, 8 professors lined up like this. 8 people is like all this, and I'm sitting there shaking. And then they gave me a brain. You know, in my time, we didn't learn much about the brain. But for me, they gave me a brain. It is in a glass pot with water, formalin. And they put it in front of me. What is this? I said, it's a brain. What do you see? I said, I can see a cancer tumor in it. Very good. Mention tumors of the brain. We said, and then God gave me a picture of some MCQ magic that I have memorized. And I started mentioning all the points. You see, I knew this is true, this is false, this is true. So I started to say all the things I knew. Each line was one of the knowledges that I had. Yes. God was helping me. And he said, excellent, good. No, he didn't say excellent, he said good. Then he asked me, do you know any, then you see, because pathology has hematology, chemical pathology, and histopathology, different groups. So everybody fires what they read in the morning when they were coming. They ask you, a poor student. Yes. So as this one was finishing, then the hematology man, the blood man, just fired a question. Very good. Do you know any brain tumor that causes a blood disease? Like, they are not connected. Do you know any tumor in the head that causes a blood disease? And suddenly, I remembered, I know one. And I gave him the answer. And then he looked and said, excellent. Then they started to ask me about that blood disease. And I started to give them figures. How to diagnose it in mils, millimeters, cube millimeters, whatever. This I was giving them. The right hand of the Lord was upholding me. Hey! Then at a point, I began to have an argument, not a real argument, but a kind of argument, because the professor for the blood side was saying that my figures were, no, I said, no, this is the correct one. I was very sure of myself. I said, no, that's the correct one. This is the correct one. If you have less than this, it's more than this. If you have more than this, less than. It was too good. Then another man fired from the left side. I turned my head to the left. And he asked me a question of something I had been reading and photographing in my eyes. That was the end of the exam, I tell you. I talked, then at the point, the manager, excellent. They were all looking at me. They didn't know what I was talking about. I was mentioning more. Yes. I topped the whole class. The one who was down... I had the highest distinction up to today in the medical school. They will tell you, it's not, I don't know if anybody has had that grade. Yeah. I will uphold you. I was a special servant. Somebody who is starting a church in the school, do you think God is not interested in me? Somebody who goes to pray on the beach in the night to the point of being attacked. Do you think God is not interested in me? You are the next special servant of the Lord. Verse 11. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Look at what God is saying about people who don't like you. Has anyone been angry with you before? Huh? Wave your hand if you've met someone who doesn't like you. Have you met anyone who doesn't like you? Welcome to the world. You are new. If you've met 3, I can tell you before you die, you will meet 30. Even if you are a very, very good politician and try to make friends with everybody, you'll see that in spite of that, there are a lot of people who hate you. You take a politician like Obama, try to like everybody, this, that, whatever, but at the end of it all, half of the people don't like you still. So throughout your life, you are going to have people who don't like you. Yes. And some of the people who don't like you and who will be incensed against you will not have a reason. One day, a certain sister went for a job and interview, and it was very important because she has been broke for so many years, did not have a job. And when she went, she did not get the job. But it was so clear because she had passed through so many levels, she should have been given the job. So I asked her, why did you not get the job? She said she also was wondering why. So she called the people and asked why. She said, yes, you were taken. But at the last point, the boss came and he said, yes, she is the best person for all this, but the chemistry, it's not right. The chemistry. Do you understand what he's saying? The chemistry is not working. You see, there are people who see you and the chemistry of the person and your chemistry, I don't know what it means, but it means something. It's not working. And the person is incensed against you, doesn't like you. You see, from a certain point in life, it goes by who likes you and who hates you. Even in the army, you can do exams, you get up to major. From there onwards, they choose you. I think lieutenant colonel, maybe, exams. Lieutenant colonel, yes. From major to lieutenant colonel. From there onwards, it is about somebody likes you. It's chemistry. Somebody says, this one will be a general, field marshal, like that. Hitler was promoting people. When they were on the field about to die, he called and said, I've promoted you to field marshal. Don't surrender. Don't surrender. I've promoted you to field marshal. Don't surrender. Don't surrender. Just die. But you are field marshal. You'll die as a field marshal. At least for one day, you are field marshal. I declare, those that hate you, those that fight against you, shall be cut off in the name of Jesus. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish in Jesus' name. And what are these blessings for? They are for, look at verse 8, they are for the servant of the Lord. The servant, thou Israel art my servant. You are my servant. You are my servant. I would like to be a special servant of God. Yeah, special. Amen. Isaiah 44, verse 26. The next blessing of a servant of God is that your words will be confirmed. Isaiah 44 and verse 26. Isaiah 44 and verse 26. Or if we like, we can read from verse 25. It says, that frustrateth, amen, frustrateth the tokens, all right, of liars, maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. Verse 26, this is what God does. And he confirms the word of his servants. Your words are confirmed. God will confirm your words. When you become God's servant, you will say something. You're not even prophesying, but God will say, my servant said it, so that is it. Confirms the and performs the counsel of his messengers that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. God confirms the words of his servants. When you become God's servant, he confirms your word. Look, in my small life and experience, if I have somebody in charge of something and the person says something, I'll never come and turn against what the person says, even if it's wrong. I'll tell the person in private that it's what he said was wrong. But I'll always confirm. So yeah, it's right. It's right. That's the right thing. And I expect you to obey. I'll not turn against my servants. One day, I had a pastor who was not married as a pastor of a church with a lot of married people. So, one day, a couple had a problem, a marital problem, which I'm not going to say, the marital problem. But he gave some advice, which he gave out of not being married and inexperienced. And it was very funny to me, the advice that he even gave. But when I came on the scene, I didn't say that, oh, his advice was wrong. I mean, I just said nothing. But I told him, even now, he will laugh if he tells you the advice that he gave. And he was quite sure, because it was a big problem. I said, brother, you are not married. The thing you are saying, that's why sometimes pastors have to marry. Yes. Sometimes when you are not married, you don't know certain things. Sometimes you see something odd, you think that it is abnormal, but it's rather normal. It's even more normal than what you think. It's because you are not married. Are you listening?
Yes.
But you see, you only confirm the words of your servants. You support your servants. God supports you. God helps you when you are his servant. He says he confirms the words of his servants. Choose to be a servant of God. Yes, if you are a student, look, I'm not talking about being a full-time pastor. I'm talking about being a servant of God. That's all. Choose to be a servant of God. Ladies, choose to be servants of God. You will not struggle. You'll be combing your hair and you say, I'll get married this year, and God will confirm it. I confirm the word of my servants. You'll be combing your hair and say, I'll get married. No, you are not a prophet, but God will confirm your words. Yes, it's nice being a servant of God. It's nice being a servant of a powerful person. Yeah. And a person who understands how leadership is. You never turn against you. Even when you make a mistake. We all have people that make mistakes. Plenty. Mistake is part of life. But you confirm the word of your servants. No. I'll never support you. Once you turn against my servant, somebody I put there, I will never be on your side. I mean, you can try different tricks. People have tried it on me for years. Sometimes I have somebody in a country, then you see somebody who will be called. You, I said, please, it will not work. Once this person is there, that is it. Yeah. One time I had a businessman, he tried to call me on the side, telling me things about pastor. I said, look, I would rather lose you than my pastor who I put there. And I lost him. And I you go. Today he does not even go to a church. Even he's not even a Christian. Why should I give up my pastor for such a person? No. So God is looking at us, frail human beings. And he says, you are my servant. I will confirm the word of my servant. Your words are powerful from today. Your words will be confirmed from today. So don't say anything bad about yourself. In case God confirm you, say, I'm a fool, say, confirm. I'm lazy, confirm. I'm stupid, confirm. I'll never do well, confirm. I'll never marry, confirm. Hey! We cancel all such negative words from your life in the name of Jesus. How many blessings of a special servant do you have? 3. Number 4. A blessing of a special servant is to be used all over the world. Isaiah 49 and verse 3. Isaiah 49 and verse number 3. Or we can start as usual from the top. Listen to me, verse 1. O isles, hearken to me. The Lord has called me from the womb, and from the bowels of my mother has he made mention of my name. You see, God's calling, you will notice it more when you are young. Yes. Are you listening to me? Why? Because God has called me from the womb. That's why you can find young people with such a passion and a desire to serve God. You wonder that this small boy, what does he know? A small boy like this, how can you say that you are going to be a pastor? How can you say, I mean, how old are you? What do you know? From the womb. It is in you from your childhood. If you come to First Love Church, we are often talking about serving God and working for God. You wonder that we did not drive away young people who want to just play basketball, or young people who just want to do bad things and so on. No, a lot of young people want to really serve God. They are looking for meaning in their lives. They are looking for something to focus onto and give their lives and their strength to. It says from your womb. I was a teenager in secondary school when I found God. Teenager. I've been serving God since I was a teenager. Once I found God, from four, this is God, that's all. I need no further interviews. I'm okay. And I started to fast, and I started to pray, and I started to read my Bible, and I started to discover more things, as many things as I could about my God. Many of you are called by God to be special servants, to serve Him from the womb. That is why you feel it as a young person. Look at it. I didn't write the Bible. It says, from the womb and from the bowels of my mother has He made mention of my name. Do you think you are the first person to come to this earth? Do you think we are the only creatures here? Huh. Not at all. There are demons that were here long before we came here. That's why when Jesus came on, they said, well, we know you. We know who you are. Do you think that spirits don't know your name? Even devils know your name. Say, Jesus I know, Paul I know. It's like these two characters I have by you. Who are you? And you see, it's not now you, what is your name, but it's like you are nothing. Jesus, we have experienced His power. Paul, we have experienced His power. But you, your power is nothing. But they know people. You are known. He says he made mention of my name. You know, I was in Brazil. I was in Brazil. So I had a chance to talk to Bonky. You know, I went and I positioned myself at a place. I was just sitting there and he came right there and sat with me. So the two of us were there. Listen. And I don't know whether it was that time or I was listening to him elsewhere. No, I think I was listening to him elsewhere. I was preaching at the crusade. He introduced Daniel Colenda, who is the young man who's he's given his ministry to. Yeah. But when he introduced him, he said, "This boy can be my son or my grandson based on his age. My son or my grandson. He can be my grandson or he can be my son." You see. And at a point he told him, "I'll give you 20% of my ministry." He was about 20, he must have been about 28 or 29 years old when he came there. This man was almost 70. That's why I said, he'll be my son or my grandson. Young boy. You see, I'm trying to tell you that young people, the calling is very real, very strong. Very real. You'll be a very young person that there's a very serious call. People don't respect age, but you see, God calls you in the womb. Then at a point, he said, "I'll give you 40% of my ministry." Then at a point, he said, "I'll give you 100%. He said, "I saw the call of God on him." The same call, same preaching, same gospel. Small boy. Yeah, it's not about like he's found somebody who is 50, maybe 20 years, you know, like myself. I'm 20 years younger or 20-something years younger. He's found somebody who is 40 years younger, like he can be his grandchild. He said, "I'll give you all my ministry." He gave him everything. So take over everything. A young person. It's a wonderful thing to be a servant of God. Yes. So if you are here, don't be saying, "When I'm 40, I will know whether I'm responsible." No, you are responsible even now. And you see, especially young brothers who find beloveds. You know, you see that person is settled down. "This is my beloved. I want to marry you." You see the sense of responsibility. Yes. Because you need to be very responsible. If you can't make even one sister follow you, how can you make a whole church follow you? You can't make one sister follow you. How can you make a whole church of people? "Oh, sorry, but I don't have money." Do you think we use money to make people follow us? How many of you have been paid to come to church today? Look at the thousands of people that are here. How many of you are paid to come to church? We don't use money to gather people. Verse 2. Isaiah. I'm sharing with you from Isaiah. "He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hid me. And he has made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me." You see, God is fastening you into a weapon that is going to throw far. It's going to throw you far. "He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hid me." So God is hiding you and protecting you. Those of you, some of you are ministers. Nobody knows you because he's hiding you for now. He's hiding you. "And he has made me a polished shaft." Very refined. All the messages you are hearing are polishing you. They are polishing you and making you into a shaft. "And in his quiver has he hid me." Verse 3. "And he said to me, Thou art my servant." You are my servant. You are my special servant. I'm adding the word special because it's too special. All the descriptions show that you are polished, special. In whom I will be glorified. God is going to be glorified in you, not ashamed. Tell your neighbor, you know, I can't believe all these things will apply to somebody like you. Tell the person next to you, I can't believe that such things will be applied and somebody like you. And answer the person and say, it's not by might or by power, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Eh? It's not by might or by power, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. And tell the person, look not on the outward appearance, for God looketh not on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the next verse. Thou art my servant. Oh, lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. I'm your servant. 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 I am 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 your servant. Wow. Are you happy to be a servant of God? Are you happy to be a servant of God? Then he started to complain, the prophet. He said, I have labored in vain. And I have spent my strength for nothing. And in vain, surely my judgment is with the Lord and my work is with my God. Many times when you work for God, it looks as if you are working in vain. But it is not in vain. There's five. Now this is God's response. All right. Oh, and now, says the Lord, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and the God, my God, shall be my strength. Verse 6. Wonderful. And he said, it is a light thing. It's a small thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob. It's a small thing. You see, while you are a little, some of you are pastors of small churches, you are just of a few people. He said, it is a small thing, and to restore the preserved of Israel, I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. God is saying the one you are doing is a small thing. It was the beginning of ministry. It was the beginning. It's a small thing. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is saying to you, whatever small work you have been given to do, don't think that it is in vain. Look at Isaiah. We are reading him today. How many years is it now? Maybe 2,600 or 3,000 years ago. God is using Isaiah this morning in Ghana. Who would have thought about that? God would use Isaiah 2,600 years later. Isaiah is so accurate that people think it wasn't written when it was written. Especially from 40 onwards. They don't think it was written when, because the date is there. They think it cannot be true. Yes. And Daniel is like that to the prophet Daniel. People think it's not true. The date is cannot be the date. Yes. So God is saying, you know, it's a small thing. This small work you are doing, don't worry. I'm going to make you a light to nations. Hallelujah. I see many nations sitting here. Many nations. Yes. Many of you are going to become international leaders. Yes. International leaders. Anointed. Anointed. Yes. Your father may not have thought much of you. It's what God says that is what matters. One of the things that Bonky told me, I asked him, he said, his father said that he told, when he gave his life to Christ, he ran forward and he said, one day I will be a preacher in Africa. That was the first God saved. And his father said, no, no. Your brother is going to be my successor. His father was a pastor. Yeah. But I asked him, so is your brother saved? He said, he's not even saved. He's not born again. And he, Bonky, was not good in school. He was not good in English. English was his problem. His English weren't good at the time. And maths. He said that they had a nickname for people who are not good in anything. And he was given that name. Do you know the nickname? The nickname was Zero. Yes. So he was called a zero. He said, I was a zero. I was one of the zeros. Yes. But he said, when Jesus stands by you, Jesus plus the zero is already 10. I don't know who has declared you to be a useless person in your house, in your school, in your family, but I came to tell you that once you, God has chosen you as his servant, you are a mighty light to the rest of the world. Yes. People may not think much of you, but he's the one who says, I have blotted out your transgressions. I've wiped it. I wipe it. Be careful of what you say to people's bosses. The best is to say nothing than to say something negative. You will get a negative attitude from the person. You don't like my servant. You are joking. How many blessings are there of being a servant? And the last one. Wow. The blessing of a special servant is the blessing of coming near to the presence of God. Psalm 65, verse 4. Psalm 65. Blessed is the man. And I want you to take this verse with you. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest. And causest to approach unto thee. Huh? When you are chosen by God to be a, anybody here, look, is there anybody here who would like to be a special servant of God? Raise your hand. Look, if you have this feeling in your heart, it means God has chosen you. Oh yeah, I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. God has chosen you. Yeah, he's chosen you. Otherwise, you wouldn't want it. A lot of people don't want to serve God, but you want to serve God. It means God has put his hand on you. You would think everybody has the same feelings, but as you talk to people, you'll find out that, oh, yeah, I'm into this, I'm into that. But if you sense in your heart a desire to be a servant of God, he says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach. You see, that's one of the things. If the president was to choose me to be his chaplain, for instance, like to be his chaplain, it means I'll always be approaching the president. I'll always go to the castle. I will be going to maybe the cabinet. when they are having meetings, they say, come and pray for us before we start. It means I've been caused to approach, to come near, but I've not been called to any such. I've been called to God. And blessed is the man whom thou choosest and caused to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Dwell in thy courts. You're going to stay in the courts of the Lord. And be satisfied. Satisfied with the badness. Satisfied with the goodness. Good things are going to happen to you. Good things are going to happen to you. The goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Yes, there's goodness in the house of God. Financial goodness, spiritual goodness, marital goodness, social goodness, academic goodness. Goodness in every way. I can't think of any area that there is no goodness doesn't affect you when you come close to God. Look, I've been serving God since I was 16. I'm now in my 50s. This thing is true. You will be satisfied with the goodness of his house. Yes. You'll be satisfied with the goodness of his house. There are good things in his house. I was with our Brazilian pastors. You know, we have a whole team in Brazil. They were all here in the Kolebu Church. They are the first University of Ghana students. In fact, they put the name University of Ghana Medical School to be known in Brazil. Yes. They went missionaries. You should hear them speaking Portuguese. They practice medicine in Portuguese, pass exams in Portuguese, speaking in Portuguese, preach in Portuguese. It's fantastic. They are the first ever. They learned Portuguese, and I said, are you from Kolebu? I said, there is no exam you cannot pass. If you went to this school, you can pass. They passed in Portuguese. Examining patient, everything. Yeah, they are there now. Beautiful. You can't find any area of your life which the goodness of his house does not satisfy you. There is no aspect. One of my missionaries described the goodness of his wife. He said, Bishop, my wife, he said, last time you spoke to her, he mentioned separate. He said, she's so good. She's so nice. I'm experiencing getting between 90 to 105%. The goodness of thy house. He said, one word you spoke to her, the change is so fantastic. Hey. There is no area of your life where you will not be satisfied with the goodness, with some kind of good thing. Watch out for people who try to distract you from going to church. Be careful of people who try to keep you away from God. They're trying to keep you away from his house. Keep you away from his presence. You are rather blessed to be called. You are cursed when you are told, go away, go away, go, go, depart. Depart from me. Depart from me. Psalm 84 is a very wonderful psalm. I don't know why people don't read it much. Psalm 84, verse 1. It says, how amiable are thy tabernacles? How amiable, like how nice, friendly, beautiful, exciting are thy tabernacles, like where God is. And verse 2. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My soul fainteth for the courts. I want to be where his house is. And my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. How amiable are thy tabernacles? How nice are your houses and your branches and your chapels? in your tabernacles. Verse 3. It's beautiful. Yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow has found a nest where she may lay herself. He may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. You see, he's like a swallow, like a bird that has found his nest. Because a bird cannot just come to the ground, you kill it. Verse 4. Beautiful. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Selah means pause. It means think about this. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Ah, because there is goodness in the house. Can you imagine a disco, a nightclub without lights? Very loud music. People are on drugs. People are drunk. What are the things that are happening there? Instead of coming to the house of the Lord. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of the Lord. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it well, and the rain also filleth the pools. Keep going. They go from strength to strength, from strength to strength. Everyone that appeared in Zion before God. You see, the Bible says we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. And those who come to Zion, who appear, they go from strength to strength. How many agree that you are going from strength to strength? Oh, yes. You are getting stronger.
Yes.
You are getting stronger. Kwesi, are you not getting stronger? All of you are getting stronger. Look at it. This is a verse you must not forget. They go from strength to strength. Everyone who appears in Zion. Anybody who appears. Once you appear in church, you start going from strength to strength. Once you appear in church, you start going from strength to strength. Once you appear in church, you go from strength to strength. Strength to strength. Strength to strength. Strength to strength. You are getting stronger. Your life will be better than your parents' life. Yes. Life will be better. You watch and see. God has shown me that young people are going to do great things. Yes. They go from strength to strength. Everyone that appears in Zion. And Paul said, we have come to Zion. We have come to the church of the living God. This is Zion. Once you appear, after this service, you'll be stronger than when you came. You're stronger. Tell your neighbor, I see you getting stronger. I feel you are stronger. You are stronger. Continue, verse 8. Quickly. We must go on. Oh Lord, hear my prayer, give ear. Verse 9. Wow. Verse 9. Behold our God and shield. Look upon the face of thine anointed. Wow. Verse 10. For a day. Just one day in thy courts is better than 1,000. One day in church is better than 1,000 days in school. 1,000 days on a holiday. 1,000 days in the house. 1,000 days elsewhere. One day in thy courts. Is it not amazing? Is it not fantastic? Is it not supernatural? He said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Are you enjoying Psalm 84? It's going to get better. Look at verse 11. Hey! The Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them
that walk uprightly. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Stand to your feet, everybody. How many are enjoying the Bible? Is the Bible a wonderful book? Are you being blessed with the riches of the word? The riches of the word. Look at verse 1. How amiable are thy tabernacles, your chapels, your branches, your fellowships, your teaching, your schools, and how amiable. It's so friendly, so nice. A day in thy courts. Better. Verse 10. Better, 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 better. Verse 7. They go from strength to strength. Strength to strength. Congratulate your neighbor. I sense you much stronger than when you walked in here. You are much stronger. How many of you here sense you can conquer pornography very easily? I mean, as you are standing here, you feel so much stronger that pornography, what is that? Oh, tell her, it's not, I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, this is below me. I go from strength to strength. I go from strength to strength. Maybe there is a girl that is making you fall. You are stronger today. When you say, look at something wanting to harass me. I overcome you by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Maybe there is a brother you are falling for and falling for and falling for and falling for and falling for. But after today, you are going from strength to strength by the power of God. Wow. They go from strength to strength. Who appear? Once you appear in Zion, that you get 10 times stronger, I tell you, once you appear. Now, which of these verses are going to be your memory verse? You cannot even choose which one is going to be your memory verse. Because they are too fantastic. The verses are too fantastic. How amiable are thy courts? I like the environment in the courts. Lift your hand and thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you. How amiable. How amiable are thy tabernacles. Oh, Lord of hosts. How amiable. Strength to strength, Jesus. Once we appear, we are stronger. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for strength to strength to strength to strength. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord. Thank you. As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that us, our hearts begin to worship. We'll be blessed because we came.
We'll be blessed because we came.
The steadfast love of the Lord is real today.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
Every eye closed and every hand lifted up, His mercies will never come to an end.
Never will come to
steadfast love of the Lord.
Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
His mercies will never come to an end.
His mercies never will come to an end.
Your hands from strength to strength, from strength to strength. Jesus, thank you. Strengthen every child here, Lord. Strengthen every soul. Strengthen anyone listening. Strengthen with your power. How amiable are thy tabernacles? We go from strength to strength, from strength to strength, oh God, from strength to strength, from strength to strength. Thank you. Thank you for the blessing of being your special servant. Thank you for calling us to serve you. Thank you for sending us to be a light to the Gentiles. Thank you for calling us, having us students, Lord, from our mother's womb, Lord, from the bowels of our mother. Lord, you called us, oh, when we couldn't understand anything. You called us as children. You sent us to the world to serve you, to follow you, to be your special servant. Thank you for pointing at us and saying, thou art my servant. Thou art my servant. Thou art my servant. We've heard it so many times, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for calling us your servant. Who are we that you call us your servant? Thank you, Jesus. Mama Shanda Rabakaba Sonda Lamama. They are new every morning.
They are new every morning.
New every morning.
New every morning.
Great is thy faithfulness. Hand on your heart. I'm praying for you. I'm laying hands on you. Hold hands with somebody and lay a hand on your heart as well, somehow. Jesus. Father, as I lay hand on one person, I thank you. Touch everyone, Lord, in this place. Anoint with strength. From strength to strength. Go from strength to strength. Whatever is weak in your life is strengthened today. By the power of God, you are strengthened and declared strong. As you have appeared in Zion, as you have appeared in Zion, as you have appeared in Zion, you are going out of this place 10 times stronger than when you appeared. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever weakness, whatever problem, whatever difficulty, your strength is healing it. You are touching it now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your blessing and your power over every life here and every family. In Jesus' name. We declare that our life will be
higher and better than even our parents. We honor our parents and we thank you for giving us something even higher and even better. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Every head bowed, please. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, please. If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. Pray with me, Pastor. Maybe somebody invited you. Blessed is the man whom God chooses. God is choosing you today. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here like that, lift your right hand. Just your right hand. And I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Pastor, I want to give my life to God. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Maybe you've come to church before, but deep down in your heart, you know that you are far from God. You want me to pray with you. You want to give your life to God. Lift your right hand quickly. God bless you. I see so many hands lifted, lifted. I see all your hands. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Just walk here. Walk to me. Come. Over there. You lifted your hand. Just come. Come.
Give him your life today.
Come all the way. Let me just pray with you in front here. Come and give your life to God.
Jesus.
Let him have his way.
Let him have his way.
Come to Jesus.
Come unto Jesus. Come unto Jesus.
Give him your life today. Lift your hands and say this prayer with me. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you, Lord. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me. Wash me. I am a sinner. But today, I give my heart and my life to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Now, I'm giving you one of my books, How You Can Be a Strong Christian. Remind me after. I'm giving you one of these books, How You Can Be a Strong Christian. Amen. God is going to bless your life greatly from today. Because you have given your life to Jesus. Jesus says, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you what? Trouble? No, rest. You have come to rest. Because you have come to Jesus. Amen. When we close, all of you in front here, come to this side over there. Do you see that side there? That corner? Yes. As soon as we close, it's going to be a blessing. All of you are holding this book. All right. God bless you. You may go back to your seat. It's time for communion. Please be seated. Now, by the grace of God, please share the communion very quickly. By the grace of God, we are soon going to start to have our wisdom impartation service again. Amen. But we are waiting for our ceiling and the sound to be a little better. Amen. We are experimenting with different sound. All these are not for us. We are testing to see if it's nice or it's not nice. We need very good sound because this is a concert hall. It's a hall for concerts. Live theater. Amen. So, whilst we are getting ready for that, we'll be announcing how our times change and how the flow is. Amen. Are you excited about that? Now, how many were involved in an outreach yesterday? How many were not involved in any outreach yesterday? How many were not involved and were also involved? I need you to be a special servant of God. Every Saturday, we have an outreach. And every week, we fast. Every week, we are fasting. Yes. You see, as a young person, you must learn how to fast either 1 to 3 times, 3 days every week. Yes. You must learn how not to eat or not to eat much. Yes. You understand? Yes. Why? You have to learn, you see, because you are a spirit. But your flesh is making you not experience spiritual things. Do you see? Anytime you have a feeling, it's your flesh which is feeling. Do you see? Even hunger. So if you feel extreme hunger to satisfy extremely, your flesh is like a yo-yo, up and down, up and down, up and down. But the flesh is something that needs to sort of be controlled. It's not this extreme fasting on 21 days, then after that we don't fast again. It's something that you must learn. You just calm down, you calm down, you calm down. You calm and calm down in your flesh. Yes. Oh, your flesh is not only eating. It's sex and a lot of behavior, moods, everything is all from the flesh. Laziness, attitudes, stupidity, it's all flesh. So you need to learn how to generally lower your fleshly exuberance. Are you with me? Yeah. Not about fasting in January to have headaches and when it's over 21 days, like you have finished something. There's nothing like that. So everybody must, especially young men, those of you who want God to use you, there are prayers you pray today that will be answered 31 years from today. God will answer 31 years from now. Count it, 31 years plus your years, how many? 31 plus your age is equal to how much? 56. Write it down. You'll be surprised. And it will be a prayer today that is part of that. All right? So fasting outreach, a young person, fasting outreach and joining groups. You have to join a group. You have to join one of the many groups, a school, the outreach. And also, you have to make yourself busy. So nobody has asked me today. Nobody will ask you. Nobody will ask you. You will also, when you want to go to London to go and do something, are you not the one who knows how to find a way, organize everything? You know even the way to London. How much more the way to an outreach that we are doing? You can't find the way to an outreach, but you can find the way to London or to get a visa. Huh? So, you must get involved. Yes, I'm not trying to get you involved for my benefit. No, I've been serving. I was 16 when I started serving the Lord. I've been a servant of the Lord all my life. Not all my life, but since I found him. Yes. And I'm glad he has. It's the best thing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. All other things will be added. People are dying for the things they are being given to me. Fantastic. It will be your story and your testimony. Stand to your feet. as time for our communion.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young,
and we'll live forever.
Sons of God.
Can we all sing it?
Hear His holy word, God. The table of the Lord, eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Now look at me. You see this piece of bread? When I pray over it, it will no more be bread. That's why I don't pray over bread and throw it some away. The one I pray over is the body of Christ. So I don't throw it in the dustbin. That's why when I pray over the wine, it turns into the blood. So I don't throw it into the remainder away. We drink all. Now, somebody say, how can it be? It's by faith. By faith. Amen. And if you have faith, and you say, even to a mountain, that be transferred, it is transferred. How much more to a little bread? And say, become the body of Jesus Christ. So today, you are about to eat the flesh. Now, whatever is in your flesh, that is not good. Like your brain, if your brain doesn't work well, you are going to receive a brain transplant. Because what is in Christ's flesh is coming into you. So you are receiving a transfer of Christ's flesh into your flesh by faith. If your kidney is not working well, this is the flesh of Christ. It's going into your kidney to replace your kidney. If your eye is not good, whatever part of your flesh is not good, as you receive the flesh, Jesus said, my flesh is meat indeed. Father, we thank you. We declare this to be the body of Jesus Christ. Whatever ails us, whatever problem, whatever is in our bodies, as we receive the body of Jesus, we receive an implantation and transplantation of the body of Jesus Christ into our bodies now. We thank you for miracles and healing and power in Jesus' name. The body of Jesus. The blood. When we say the blood of Jesus washes away our sins, it is by faith, because blood is red. In the natural, blood does not wash, blood stains. But by faith and in the spirit world, it cleanses you. Your lies, your mistakes, your sins, your fornications, your lust, your pride, your unconfessed sins, and your unrealized sins are cleansed by the blood of Jesus today. Receive the blood of Jesus. Whatever is intended for you that is wicked, it says, when I see the blood, I shall pass over. Father, we declare this to be the blood of Jesus. A great blessing to everyone that receives it today. In Jesus' name we pray. The blood of Jesus.
On a hill far away, to the old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
And I love that old cross.
And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was laid. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Oh, I will cling to the old rugged cross. Oh yeah, and exchange.
Put your hand on your body. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for healing for every sickness and every disease and every problem. Thank you for long life is declared for everyone standing here. Extension of days. We curse accidents. Sudden death. We block you in Jesus' name. We block it. It will not happen. Sudden bad news. It will not happen. In the name of Jesus, whatever is in your family to shorten your life, we overturn it now in the name of Jesus. Whatever family disease you have inherited, we block the spiritual power of that disease in the name of Jesus. Receive healing. All breasts are healed right now in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for healing and blessing for your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Now lift your hand and receive your blessing. May you always be called a servant of the Lord. May all the blessings of the servant be on you. May your words be confirmed. May you enjoy the presence of God. May you enjoy the goodness of His house. May you live long and serve the Lord. May your brothers and sisters envy you as you serve the Lord. May you never be a source of concern to your family, but rather become a blessing to your family. In the name of Jesus. 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 I declare an open door for your beloved and your marriage. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Whatever blocks you from getting married, from your father's side or your mother's side, we overturn it and we undo it in the name of Jesus. You are released into your blessing. You will be discovered, you will be found, you will be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Those over here, there are some people who are supposed to be outside Ghana. May the doors open for you in the name of Jesus. May the doors open for you in the name of Jesus. May you receive super abundance of the blessing of Jehovah on your life in the name of Jesus. And I declare that forever, as long as you live on this earth, people will look at you and say, "This is the servant of the Lord." Shout hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Give the Lord a clap offering. Take out your tithes and your offerings as we close. Jesus, thank you. Apart from your wedding being one of the nicest, your honeymoon is also going to be very nice. And apart from your honeymoon being very nice, your house after the honeymoon is going to be very nice. Anybody who stands behind your wall will hear the sound of laughter.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.